This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wanted to open up today with this week of Taylor Swift and understanding what these things actually mean to the city. You know, I had an opportunity to drive around the city over this past weekend a couple of times. Obviously, with no Saints game this weekend, there was a two-lane game uptown, and congratulations to the Green Wave and the Tigers as well for big wins this past weekend. I'm going to be honest with you. It didn't look good. There was garbage all over the interstate. There are new homeless camps being set up under the Carrollton Exchange. There are more homeless that I've seen under the overpasses. The area surrounding the French Quarter, it's filthy. And if this is the best foot forward for us and continues to be the best foot forward for us, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a serious problem because we are in the competition business. People don't like to come and visit a city that's not clean, that doesn't present itself well. I was just on the East Coast, and the places that I remember the most of our travels there are those that presented itself well and were clean. And they managed to pick up the garbage. They managed to pick up the debris in the street. Yeah, maybe we have a mentality here, albeit not a good one, not a smart one, not evidence of being bright by any stretch of the imagination, of wanting to just throw our garbage and refuse out of the car window or whatever. And I'm sure they have those there. They seem to be able to deal with it. Somehow, some way, it's picked up. It was in a small area, a little town. Hundreds of thousands of visitors, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They seem to be able to pick up the garbage. I mean, it completely mystifies me how we cannot get to that point here. And travel is getting tough. In fact, Bankrate just reported, and we have the folks from Bankrate on this show all the time, whether it's Mark Hamrick or Ted Rossman or others that are analyzing data all the time, that's incredibly meaningful. Well, Ted has an article that's out that says more than 4 in 5 holiday travelers are changing their plans due to inflation. Holiday travelers are making their plans because of inflation. Nearly one third, 32%, anticipate traveling fewer days than they otherwise would have. 30% are picking less expensive accommodations and or destinations. 28% are driving instead of flying to their destination. And 25% are engaging in cheaper activities. What this tells me is that the competition is going to get greater, not less. You have to be more innovative. You need to think about what it is that you're going to present here. And the interesting thing about this administration is that, or the previous one, or the one before that, and the one before that, it's no secret that we are wedded to the hospitality and tourism industry. We can talk about that may not be the best industry to be wedded to, but the fact of the matter is that they play a significant role economically in our region. And that begs of one to treat it as that way. And we seem to forget. And we seem to not be able to get everything clicking on all cylinders in order to do it. How many people are coming here from out of town over this weekend for the Taylor Swift concert and the economic impact. It is an opportunity loss, an opportunity missed, if we don't get ourselves cleaned up. We got a lot of work to do between now and then. It'd be nice to get all the debris in the east off the interstate. It'd be nice to get all the debris off the interstate and Carrollton Exchange and in other areas that I witness. There's debris all over the place. Traffic accidents, leaving behind bumpers and this and that and everything else. It's horrible looking. And I don't know where we need to change. You know, when we call out a wrecker service or whatever, I've seen this in other areas, that they are charged with cleaning up the accident scene, cleaning up the bumpers, cleaning up the fenders, cleaning up the glass that's out there. And somebody has to pay that bill, whether it be the person at fault or whoever it may be. I don't know. I don't really care. It just needs to get done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We need to think out of the box and get really aggressive and deploy shock and awe when it comes to this, because if we are going to compete at a high level, these are the things that are important. Drove from Boston to the mountains in New Hampshire to see the leaves change. It was interesting. No garbage. Where did it go? I have to imagine they had accidents on that stretch of highway. It's heavily trafficked, leaving Boston proper. Little to no garbage. These things, you notice them right away. Human nature is all about the first impression is a lasting impression. So when you're faced with data like this that's coming out about holiday travel and things of that nature, shorter, cheaper options, you know, folks are being very mindful and prudent with their money. Their perceptions of certain things don't go down. In fact, human nature is it goes up. And they're paying closer attention, not only to their finances, but what they're getting in return for the money that they're spending. And if what they're getting is filth, and what they're getting are things less than, they don't come back. And we are totally reliant on folks that come back. It's incredibly important to our economy. We've had New Orleans and Company, Michael Heck, Greater New Orleans Inc., so many other Sports Foundation folks, all singing off the same sheet of music that we have to get our hands around this issue. We got to deal with the presentation of the homeless. We got to deal with the garbage. We got to deal with the potholes. We got to deal with the state of the infrastructure here, or otherwise we're not going to be able to continue to win in this competitive arena of tourism and hospitality. And I don't know who the person is that we need to touch in the administration to gain a better understanding of as how critically important this truly is to the success of the city. Tommy Tucker had Councilman J.P. Morrell on earlier, talking about bringing multiple sections of the city that are dysfunctional together in the hopes of having an efficient operation. One dysfunction plus one dysfunction plus one dysfunction does not equal operating efficiency. And he's right. Not many people are willing to make that admission. about serving in the legislative body of the city that presents itself in this way. And we continue to go on and on and on. And we don't really see a sustainment of our approach in the attack on some of these issues. We go at it in 1 and 2 and 3 week increments, and then it seems to go away. And I know I sound like I'm preaching here, but I want so bad to succeed. Because what I hear when I'm out there is interesting. There are people that are completely and totally intrigued about this place called New Orleans for a whole host of reasons. And when they do decide to dig deep in their wallets, in their pockets, to spend the money to come here, we want to make sure that every aspect of their travel, of their visit and otherwise, is an A+. And that's the way we win. Folks, we're going to go to the talk lines. I'd love to hear from you. This is your opportunity to not only weigh in on this issue. I chose it today because one of this article, one I recently traveled, and over the weekend I happened to drive around the city running errands and saw what I saw, and it just occurred to me, I just scratching my head. Why can we not get our hands around this issue? Why can we not figure out how we're going to manage garbage in this city in a more appropriate fashion? I don't know. Love to hear from you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.